Oh, my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. He has done great things, yes, he has. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless his holy name. He has done great things. Hallelujah. He has done great things. Yes, he has. Hallelujah. He has done great things. Bless his holy name. 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 Oh, hallelujah. We bless your name, God. We thank you because you are awesome, because you are amazing. We magnify you, we glorify you because you are faithful, God. Hallelujah. We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trust in his holy word. He never failed us yet, and we're singing, oh, 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 can't turn around. We come this far by faith. Hallelujah. We've come this far by faith. Hallelujah. Leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He's never failed us yet, and we're singing, oh, can't turn around. We've come this far by faith, yes. We've come this far by faith, hallelujah. Leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He's never failed us yet. And we're singing, oh, can't turn around. We've come this far by faith. We've come this far by faith. Hallelujah. Leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He never failed us yet, and we're singing, can't turn around. We've come this far by faith. Hallelujah. Faithful, faithful, faithful is our God. Faithful. Faithful, faithful is our God. Faithful, faithful, faithful is our God. Faithful, faithful, faithful is our God. We're reaping the harvest God promised us. Take back what the devil stole from us, and we'll rejoice today. For we shall recover it all. Yes, we'll rejoice today. For we shall recover it all. Hallelujah.
I just thank God for you guys for coming on this call. Hallelujah. The Lord said, let us sing praise. Let us sing songs of praise. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all kings. In his hands are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains. Are his also. The sea is his, for he has made in his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and he is the people. We are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hands. Hallelujah. Let's pray to the Lord our God this morning. We thank you, O Lord, for waking us up this morning, for you are amazing, God, and you are a good God. We thank you for blessing us. We thank you for opening our eyes this morning. We thank you for the Holy Ghost this morning. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for always being there with us. Even though we don't say we thank you, but we're going to say we ask that you forgive us. But when we don't thank you enough, you are for who you are, for all that you do, for all that you've given us this day. Help us to set our eyes and our hearts on you this morning. Renew our spirits. Fill us with your peace and joy. We love you. We need you this day, oh God. We ask that you would be with our co-founders and our Dr. P.K. Robinson and Dr. Pastor Vanessa Witherspoon. We thank you for opening us up. Being able to be on this call this morning. We thank you for our psalmist who has set the atmosphere this morning. Oh, come, let us be faithful to our God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we ask that you will continue to be with us today, be with the speaker that will bring an awesome word this morning. Help us to open our eyes and our minds and our thoughts to hear a word from you, oh, God, oh, God. We thank you in the name of the host. Are you there?
I am here, Minister Rosalind. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Take it away.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Rosalind, seating and greeting everyone this morning with the joy of the Lord in your heart and spirit, man, and opening us up with that powerful prayer. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I am thankful to the Lord because of the blood of Jesus, the word of God, and the testimonies of the saints. Glory to God. Good morning, TMC family. I tell you, we have already started this day. Our psalmist, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale out there in sunny California, early this morning, blessing us with bless the Lord. And we've come this far by faith, and faithful is our God. We're so glad that you've joined us this morning on the Master's Call. Again, I'm Brenda Terrell, residing here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. And let me share just a little bit about this call. It started back in October 2010 with our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon, who said yes to the Master. They stood on God's word, Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, we do have a mission statement. It is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Oh, yes, 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 because we are believing God for great and mighty things in this year of 2021. Our website is available to you any time of the day and the hour. It is themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. And you'll see all the messages have been archived there, as well as the bios of our speakers. Now, this year, we do have a new theme, and it is 2021, God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. Glory to God. And we are seeing God's supernatural manifestations taken forth in our everyday lives, and we're so grateful to God for it. Now, many of you might feel led of the Lord to be a part of this ministry, and you can do so by greeting, hosting, or sharing a word from the Lord. We invite you to do so. This is a good ground to come and be a part and allow God to use you. Now, if you have any prayer requests or praise reports and want to be on the part of the ministry, you can do so by submitting your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon or yours truly will contact you. Now, also on Fridays, we do take your prayer requests and your praise reports verbally. We have a second half on Friday, and we invite you to come and do so. And invite your friends, because this is a great, safe place to come and get a word from the Lord. Now, what brought us all together is this awesome company called Artists International, which was established well over 30 years by the Diaz de Leon family, and we're so thankful to God for these awesome products. get with the person that invited you to this call. They'll share more information with you because I tell you, they definitely are the best products on this side of heaven. Ask somebody. They will tell you so. Now, two, also, we have calls every Monday through Friday right after this call, but today being Thursday, it's Testimonial Thursday with our director, Claudette Brown, and she will be having someone on the call with her. She's hosting, and someone will be sharing their great testimony about these products. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. 294-617-POUND. Now, I know you heard Minister Roslyn mention that this is our 25th day of our fast, and if not, Dr. P.K. Roberts said it, and today is January 28th, and we have directives on our website. Let me share with you what our directive for today is. We pray for the Lord to enlarge our borders. Yes, yes, yes. We pray for your blessings to flow down through our children, our children's children, down three and four generations. Hallelujah. Lord, let your legacy be blessed and strongly rooted and grounded in you and your word. And we're using Psalms 115:14. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. I tell you, if there's ever a time to pray for our children, it is today. Yes, Lord. So we're believing, we're touching and agreeing that God will use our children and that he will enlarge their territories, and we're praying that our children will be drawn closer to him. I get somewhat emotional when it comes to our children, and we can come together and believe God for that. Well, I'm getting out of the way because we have a dynamic speaker who is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. She is a woman of God, and I tell you, if there's somebody that can pray for some children, this one can. And she is a blessing to our ministry as well as a blessing to the masses. She is none other than Minister Willa Peterson, who lives in Tampa, Florida. Yes, the home of the champions, the NFC champions. She lives with the love of her life, to whom she has been married for over 45 years, Jerry Peterson. She is the mother of three children and the grandmother, Bibi, of one adorable granddaughter. No, two children, grandchildren now. She has another new baby in the fold right now, and we're so thankful to God for her being such a wonderful grandmother. We're talking about Minister Willa, who is a member of the Bible-based Fellowship Church, where she serves on the Salvation Army Ministry, Justice Ministry, and the Global Missions Ministry. She loves the Lord with all her heart, and she seeks to exemplify that in everything she does. And I tell you, she does just that. One of her favorite scripture verses is Galatians 6:9, where it says, "And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart." I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, our very own phenomenal woman of God, Minister Willa Peterson out of Tampa, Florida. Are you there, Minister Willa?
Yes, I am, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, woman of God. Take it away.
Well, thank you so much for that warm introduction and for everything you do for the Master's Call. We love you and we appreciate you dearly. Well, good morning, my Master's Call family. What a wonderful day it is today, and as Minister Roslyn asked us to tell something that we're thankful for, I'm so thankful that the joy of the Lord is my strength, because as we go through these days ahead, we know that we have to hold on to him, and we have to get our strength from him, and in him that we need joy. So, Minister Roslyn, thank you so much for greeting our family, and as we took our seats here in the Telecommunication Sanctuary for your godly inspired prayer.
Minister Willa?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, you started, I don't know if you got a piece or you ended up in an area, but you started rumbling.
Okay, is this better?
Yes, that's much better. Thank you.
All righty. Well, I was thanking Minister Rosalind, and of course I thank you, Minister Brenda, and I just love the way we were able to tell something that we're thankful for this morning. And Minister Tiffany, you just brought us in this morning with the sweet anointing on your voice in worship, so I thank you for everything you do as you get up early in the morning over these past 10 years. We thank you and appreciate you. And Dr. Vanessa, who I know is taking care of Mother Josie, we thank you for everything that you've done for us because you are truly the backbone and the rock of this master's call. You have answered the call of service no matter what you have going on, despite all the obstacles. You have been faithful to the master's call, and we so love and appreciate you. And to our dear Dr. P.K. Roberts, thank you for all that you bring to the master's call. Dr. P.K., this call would not be the same without you. And to both of you, Dr. P.K. and Dr. Vanessa, thank you for the confidence you have shown in me by giving me this opportunity to share a word with our family. And, of course, family, thank you for joining us here at the buffet table. Because without you, we would just be talking to one another. And you mean so much to us. And so we thank you for taking time to start your day here with us at the Master's Call. And I pray that what I say will encourage you and will empower you as you trust God with all the details of your life. Now, Father, all of you, and none of me, as I bring a short message to your sons and daughters this morning. Lord, I pray that I hear your voice clearly. And God, please remove any distractions from my mind, from the mind of our family members and guests who are on this call. And God, that we fully grasp what you have put on my heart. I ask, oh God, and I declare that this word will go forth with clarity, that we will have sound technology, and that this call is clear and that I can be heard with no interruptions. Lord, you have given me the authority to bind Satan in the name of Jesus. So I thank you for giving me the authority to loose that over this call and to go forth, that it will go forth with clarity. Lord, I pray for that the anointing falls upon me as I give what thus says the Lord. It is in your precious name I pray. Amen. Well, family, my message for this morning is called Overcoming Obstacles. And I'm going to start off with another one of my favorite verses, and that is Psalm 139:14. I praise you, Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works. Now, what can I say about the amazingly brilliant young poet laureate, Amanda Gordon? She joins a small group of poets who have been recruited to help mark a presidential inauguration. And among them are Robert Frost, Maya Angelou, Miller Williams, Elizabeth Alexander, and Richard Blanco. Amanda is the first person to be named National Youth Poet Laureate. But none of her predecessors faced the challenges that Gordon did. She set out to write a poem that would inspire hope and foster a sense of collective purpose at a moment when Americans were reeling from the deadly pandemic, political violence, and partisan division. Young Amanda was bold and unapologetic in her eloquent delivery. This Harvard 2020 cum laude graduate said her goal was not to gloss over what we had witnessed in the past few weeks or even in the past few years, but to aspire to use her words to envision a way in which our country can still come together and be healed. Now, to listen to this young orator, one would find it hard to believe that Amanda Gordon has been diagnosed with an auditory processing disorder, and she is hypersensitive to sound. She also has a speech impediment. However, as a child, she did not let her impediment be viewed as a crutch. She sees it as a gift and a strength. Amanda could have allowed what others thought of her speech impediment to deter her from living out the purpose for which she was created. Look at the opportunities that would have been aborted had she let what could have been viewed as a weakness get in her way. Now, as I rejoice in Amanda Gordon's tenacity to continue amid obstacles, I was reminded of the woman with the issue of blood. One of the miracles of Jesus in the Gospels of Mark, Matthew, and Luke. And I'm going to take it from Mark, chapter 5, verses 25 through 34. And it says, a certain woman. Now, I'm just going to stop right there. It said a certain woman. It did not matter what her name was. We don't know if her name was Lydia, Keturah, Deborah, Mary. We don't know what her name was, but she was a certain woman, and the name did not matter because that was not the focus of this scripture. That was not the focus of this story. We just know that she was a certain woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but she grew worse. But when she heard, and I'm going to stop on that word, when she heard about Jesus, she heard, my God, the faith. She came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said to herself, if only, that's all she wanted. Just if only I could touch his clothes, I know I will be healed. Immediately, the fountain of blood dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her affliction. And Jesus, immediately, it didn't take him a while. It was like he turned around and immediately said, who touched me? Because he felt the power had gone from him. But his disciples said to him, you see this multitude thronging you, and you say, who touched me? And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, daughter, he called her daughter. She was now one of the family, daughter. She not only was healed from her affliction, but she received salvation. Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction. Now, we don't know what happened to her after she went in peace. But we know this one thing. Had she not been touched, had she not touched the garment, had she not been in touch with Jesus, if she had not had faith, where would her life have been? What is important to her is the determination and faith. She overcame the challenge. For 12 years, this woman had endured the pain and despair. Under Jewish law, her sickness was a defilement that made her an outcast. Not only was she faced with illness, but this lady was also financially hurting. Remember we said she spent everything she had. You see, in those days, there was no insurance, no copays, no government-owned hospitals. In short, there was no free medical service. Can you imagine how she felt after spending all her money on doctors and not being able to be any better and feeling even worse than about the same that she did before she went? You know, I can understand that. Because I have been diagnosed with something, and nobody knows what it is. I've gone to all kinds of doctors, and I have said to myself, Lord, if I could just dip in the water seven times like Naaman, Lord, if you would just touch me. I've been reaching out to you. But you know what? It's in his own time, and it's not mine. But I have that faith to overcome the obstacle. I'm going to call it an affliction that's been placed on me, because I do not allow that obstacle
to stop me because I've been blessed to still have a mouth to speak as I'm speaking to you right now, to still have ears to hear what thus says the Lord, to still have our heart to serve. So I know in due time, in his time, I am receiving my healing in the name of Jesus. You see, let's get back to this woman. I just had to throw that in. This woman heard about the miracles Jesus had performed, how he healed the sick, cast out demons, and raised the dead. Certainly, if only she could just be in his space, if only she could just touch him, she had enough faith to know that she would be healed. How would she get through the crowd unnoticed, though? Because the crowd was so dense. Did she have to bend down to make herself unseen? You know, that can happen, you know, when the crowd is so tight and everybody's together. You can just kind of bend a little step down and just flow right on through. Well, this woman was so determined to reach Jesus that she did not let that crowd deter her. Though this woman wanted to remain anonymous, perhaps because she thought her plan to touch Jesus and his clothing would render her unclean. Certainly she did not want to do that. Or maybe she had gotten so many unsympathetic stares. You know how people look at you when you look a little bit different? That she wanted to remain invisible. However, Jesus was not going to let that happen because he felt power going from him. So the woman, realizing that she could not hide anymore, it was like she drew a line in the sand and she said, in other words, I am just going to go on and let him know who I am. I'm fearful, but I am going to reveal myself. Jesus did not force her out of the crowd to ridicule her, but he set her free, but to set her free completely. She believed that touching his robe would heal her, so she acted on that belief, and Jesus met her at the point of her need, even to the point that he considered her daughter. Now, what God-given opportunities are you avoiding because you think, you know, I may not be good enough, I don't have enough of this, and I don't have enough of that? God says we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Many times, we overlook the gifts God has already put down inside of us because of what we've conjured up in our minds. We cannot see ourselves as he sees us. We have to see ourselves as he sees us, perfect in his sight. How many times have you given up when you were right around the corner from a blessing? Galatians 6:9 tells us, do not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season, you will reap a harvest if you do not faint. Isn't that just what Satan wants us to do? Doesn't he just want us to give up? Well, guess what? We will not give him the victory because God has greater in store for you and for me. So do not let the obstacles you are facing get in the way of God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan for your life. Now, some of you are new here to TMC and not aware of how my family and I had to trust God, believe him, and not grow weary December 28th when my now 4.5-year-old granddaughter was diagnosed with an inoperable, incurable, terminal brain cancer. She was given 4 months at most to live. You can imagine how devastated we were. The doctors here in Florida gave us no hope whatsoever. They were unsympathetic. A call from prayer that God would change the diagnosis and heal her was put out literally around the world. Well, and the master's call, you all know, I am so forever grateful for you being part of that prayer call that was put out around the world. Well, we have a cousin whom we barely knew who saw the request for prayer on Facebook for my granddaughter, Taryn. This cousin, who happened to work at St. Jude Hospital, was preparing to go on vacation out of the country when she saw on Facebook our prayer request. She was also the project manager for the type of cancer that our Taryn was diagnosed with. Look at God. She was able to immediately get Taryn into St. Jude before going out of the country. Initially, the doctors here in Florida were unable to do a biopsy or operate because the tumor was in Taryn's brainstem.
However, while traveling to St. Jude, the tumor grew outside of her brainstem, thereby enabling the doctors to perform the biopsy, which showed the type of cancer for which she was diagnosed was not what she had. Look at God. Now, while she was still diagnosed with cancer, it was not the prognosis of that fatal, inoperable, incurable brain tumor. God literally changed the diagnosis. He answered our prayer. And 2 years later, 6 brain surgeries and 3 months of radiation therapy later, the doctors are believing that what they see on her brain now is only scar tissue. She no longer has to go for quarterly MRIs, but has been put on an annual follow-up. Karen had to go through physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy to learn how to walk again, talk again, and even swallow. She did not let those obstacles deter her. Karen is now functioning like a normal 3, 4.5-year-old. Oh, I see I'm out of time. Are there any obstacles in your life that's hindering you from fulfilling the purpose God has for you? Let's be inspired by the woman with the issue of blood by Amanda Gordon and my granddaughter, Taryn. And remember that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. With God, we can overcome any obstacle in our lives. Back to you, host.
Glory, 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 glory. Thank you so much, Minister Willa. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All I can hear is, who is this King of Glory? The Lord of Hosts. He is the King of Glory. Yes, he is. Thank you so much for that awesome message this morning. I'll call you back to close us out with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Father, I just feel led to just speak to you and call upon you, because you say when we call you, you will answer and then show us great and mighty things that we didn't know. You have done so much for us, oh God, and we thank you for this awesome woman of God who have poured into us. So we ask that you continue to bless Minister Willa and her family in this entirety. Oh, Lord God, we thank you for all that you've done for her, Lord God. Thank you for keeping them in perfect peace. Thank you for the healing that you have placed within their bodies, Father God, and you continue to do in their bodies from the oldest to the youngest, Lord God. We thank you for keeping them in every part of their being, Father God, glorifying your holy and righteous name. Lord God, we lift up Mother Josie this morning, and we thank you for what you're doing in her life. We thank you that she's healed by the blood of Jesus Christ. We glorify you, Father God, that you were wounded for our transgressions, you were bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace is upon you, and by your stripes, Mother Josie is healed. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing for Pastor Vanessa, Lord God, giving her peace in the midst of this little turmoil. Lord God, we thank you, her and her siblings. We know, Father God, that you are the God of our salvation. You are the God who heals, and we glorify you for not only Mother Joseph, but all the mothers, our children, Lord God, for doing a work like never before. And all our loved ones, Father God, COVID is a name, and we're speaking to it and say, the blood of Jesus be against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say hallelujah and amen. Oh, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. We could have a prayer meeting. Yes, we could. But guess what? We got one coming up Friday night, and we'll share more with you that time as well on Friday. So anyway, let me share with you that you should go to our testimonial Thursday, which is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. Share this call. This call is recorded with somebody, and give them words of encouragement that God is still alive and still doing miracles, just like he did with our sweet Taryn. So this number, the playback is 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. Again, day 25 of our fast. We pray for the Lord to enlarge our borders. We pray for your blessings to flow down through our children, our children's children, down 3 and 4 generations. Lord, let your legacy be blessed and strongly rooted and grounded in you and your word. Psalms 115:14, the Lord shall increase you more and more. you and your children. We thank you so much for joining us this morning. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for allowing God to use you in praise and worship this morning. Thank you again, Minister Rosalind, seating and greeting everyone and starting us off with that powerful prayer. And Minister Willa, thank you for that awesome, awesome word this morning. Please come and close us with the benediction.
Thank you, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Praise the Lord. Father God, we just thank you so much, Lord. You told us in Joshua to be strong and of good courage, not to be afraid nor dismayed, for the Lord our God is with us wherever we go. So, Father, those obstacles, we thank you that you've given us the authority to cast them out, to step over them, Lord, because there's so much waiting for us when we get those out of the way. So, Father, I pray that whatever is going on in your children's life today who are on this call, God, that you enable them to see past what is going on to you, Lord. Father, let them not look to the left or to the right, but to look to you, stepping into the wonderful life, stepping into the wonderful opportunities you have given us. Now, Lord, I pray that you keep us safe today, that you order our footsteps, God, and that you, God, just help us to live out our God-ordained purpose that you have given us. I give you praise and call it done. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah and amen. God bless you, and we look forward to hearing you on the call tomorrow.